This is Cornelius Hahn talking to. His son Gerald was killed by a BART policeman in 1992.
Yes, Gerald was on train coming home with a train with Johnny Ramos. The train came into Englewood, and Gerald and Johnny, we got off the train at the bar station there. And at that point, Dick Crabtree, who was a BART policeman, he walked up to him and told him to lay down on the ground. And Gerald says, "What?" And he said, "I told you to lay on the ground." And so Gerald says, "I didn't do anything." So what? Why am I going to lay on the ground? At any rate, at that point, he hit Gerald in the chest with the butt of the gun and laid it on the head, which broke the butt of the shotgun over his head. At that time, I guess Dave turned and walked away. Fred Crabtree then fired one shot, and the shot hit a tree and a building across the street. The second time he fired, it hit Gerald in the back of the head, which lifted his after his brains, it caused badness in his brain still. Johnny Rehorns, it was with Gerald, who was incarcerated and was in jail for quite a while. And they said that Johnny Rehorns had caused the death of Gerald. This is a little known California law that a lot of law enforcement used to cover their wrongdoing, the Crabtree. He had said that Gerald was shot in the chest, and this was in the Oakland Tribune, which was a lie, and he was shot in the back. But it had to make it, they tried to make it sound like Gerald was charging the officer. So this is how BART is has covered up and continued to cover up different cases. We went through a lot of investigating and all that stuff against BART, and we went we protested at the BART station and protested in Oakland. We went to BART board meetings and protested, and of course some of the BART board members asked me to meet with them in Hayward and made promises that after the case was over that BART would get a police review board, which they never did. And so if you can't believe anything that they say, because it's not going to happen, they cover up murder, and it was definitely a murder, and they continue to do the same thing with other people that have been attacked. We talked to that had been attacked on BART, just like now. We got the same thing as happened to Austin Graham. And with Austin Graham, they're although they got cameras showing what happened, they're trying to lie about what he was doing and that he was possibly pulling his taser and so forth. And this is the MO of BART cover up. And they're going to continue to cover up, but the people have to continue to fight them, because it was true in the Austin Grant when they really got angry and as they reacted to what the people had demanded and what the people want. And what's going to have to happen is people are going to have to continue to fight. Well, Crabtree's discipline was for not for life, but for property. And his firing his weapon was the only thing that they could discipline him for, which was not for human life, not for taking a life, but for saving a tree. That Gerald's skateboard he had on the bottom of it silenced his complicity. And it is, if you know something is wrong, forget you sit there and don't do anything about it. And if you're complicit in what's going on, it's getting out there and standing up for what's wrong and doing something about it.
Well, thank you very much, and we send our greetings out to you in Mobile, Alabama.
Okay.
All right.
And keep up the fight.
Thank you, Cornelius Hall.